Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The sins of mankind separated us from our Creator. But God was not content to let His finest creation die without hope. He put in motion a plan to redeem those that believe in the value of a great sacrifice, that of Jesus on the cross. Today, the drama begins. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer begins a series tracing the drama of redemption. Join us now as Erwin Lutzer takes us to the Old Testament.
The Bible is a very remarkable book. On the one hand, it's rather simple. I mean, we know all of the promises and the favorite passages of Scripture that we have, and we go back to those again and again. On the other hand, the Bible is very complicated, especially the Old Testament, because neither the Old Testament nor the New Testament, the books of the Bible, are not in chronological order. So if you begin to read it, it becomes a formidable task to put it all together. It's something like a puzzle. And you have all of the pieces, but if you don't have the big picture on the box, you don't know where they fit. And you might benefit from it, but how much better if you can see the whole picture, the whole drama of redemption. There are many reasons why most Christians have never read through the Bible. One is they begin, and oftentimes this is done at the beginning of the year, though it doesn't have to start at that time, and they say to themselves, I'm going to read the Bible through, and they get through Genesis, they get through Exodus. Exodus is very difficult because all of those chapters about the priests and the temple, and it becomes so difficult, and then they get to Leviticus. And in Leviticus, many a well-intentioned Christian has decided to stop. It's never going to happen again after this message. I assure you, you'll never stop in Leviticus again. And so they don't go on. Another reason is because if they miss once, they say to themselves, or they get behind and they're not reading the Bible for a week, they say, well, you know, I have to wait until next year to start again. Don't do that. Pick up where you left off. And if you do that, you even if you take 2 or 3 years to go through the Bible, go through it. Read it all. And the best way to do it is to read 5 chapters a day. And if you read 5 chapters a day, on some days when you have to skip or you forget or it doesn't work out, you're not going to be far behind, because actually 4 chapters a day would get you through it perfectly fine. Now, the Bible is such a remarkable, transforming book. I don't have this, but you ought to take notes right now. Grab your pen, because I'm going to give you 3 questions you should always ask as you sit down to read the Bible. Because when you're finished reading it, you should take something from it. Something that you can think about all day. And now that you have your pen handy, let me give you the 3 questions. Question number 1 is, does this teach me anything about God? What does it teach me about God? Number 2, is there a promise that I must believe? And number 3 is there a command that I must obey? What does it teach me about God? Is there a promise I must believe? Is there a command I must obey? And you ought to be able to answer at least one of those questions, hopefully all 3, after you've had your morning reading. Now, the Bible is going to change you. Some of you, one day I was struggling with my thought life, and I said, Lord, why do I struggle so much? And just like that, the verse of Scripture came to me from John 15. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. And it dawned on me I wasn't in the word, because the word cleanses, the word keeps us, the word guides us. This is what the Bible says about itself and how true it is. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure and righteous altogether, more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold, even at $1,100 an ounce. More are they to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. You are going to be changed. You're going to be transformed, because everybody, unless you're a child, everybody, let's just all agree that we're going to read our Bibles from cover to cover. How many of you say, yes, we are agreed? Could I see your hands, please? All right, and the rest of you, may you not sleep well until you agree. Now, what I'm going to do in the next two messages is to cover the entire Old Testament. Today, we're going to look at more than 1,000 years of interesting history, not boring history, but interesting history. And in order for us to do it, and in order for us to have all the books of the Bible put together for us, you have a chart today in your bulletin, and I want you to take it out at this time. This chart was lovingly prepared by the pastoral staff. It is a very special chart. It has been worked on for hours. And this chart will enable you in your reading to know where the various books fit. Please don't leave it in your bulletin. Put it in your Bible and bring it for the next three Sundays after this Sunday, because we're going to spend two on the Old Testament, two on the New. The last one on the New is, in 30 minutes, I'm going to take you through entirely the book of Revelation. In 30 minutes, we're going to dissect it, put it in its context, and you will be blessed. So, today we begin the Old Testament. We begin with the book of Genesis. Now, many of you may not have realized that the book of Job is one of the oldest books of the Bible, and that's why on your chart you'll notice it is concurrent with Genesis. The way in which to read this chart is to understand that there are books that carry the Bible storyline forward, and then there are lots of supporting books. They support the storyline. And it's all worked out for you on this chart. So let's begin with the book of Genesis. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In those 10 words, the whole basis of science is evident. In the beginning, time, God, personality, created is force. The heavens refer to space, the earth, matter. Everything is there. And what does it tell us about God? It tells us that he is self-existent. It tells us that he is sovereign. He created out of nothing. It also tells us that everything is created by God and is going to be for his glory. And we're going to see that we are part of the Bible's story, the bigger story of the glory of God and his purposes. The other day, someone asked me, who created the devil? The answer is God. Now, he wasn't the devil when God created him. He was an angel, but he fell and became the devil. But there is nothing that exists that doesn't exist under God's sovereign control. And it's not about you, and it's not about me, it's about him. But thankfully, because of his grace, we fit into the picture. So first of all, you have creation. Then you have the fall in Genesis chapter 3, and what a tragedy that is. If you don't understand the fall of man into sin, you're going to be off base as you read the rest of the Bible. God takes sin seriously. And because it is against him, he has been grievously offended. Steve Mason, one of our pastors, uses this illustration. If you throw a snowball at your brother, you probably won't be arrested. But if you throw a snowball at the President of the United States, you're in trouble. The sin of the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve opted for independence, that sin is grievous. And as a result, it was as if they hit a string of dominoes. And you think of all of the things that happened because they decided self-determination. And you see the rest of the story of history and of psychology is basically mankind finding some way to minimize and manage the grievousness of his sin. And sin is going to be the issue that God is going to deal with in the rest of the Bible so that we can be reconciled to a holy God. What a story it is. That's why I'm so glad you're listening. Now, I am going to ask you to turn to one verse of Scripture, only one. And that is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I won't refer to it. That is to say, I won't turn to it because I think I do know it by memory. But in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God says this to the serpent. You remember, Satan came to Adam and Eve in the guise of a serpent. God says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and he shall crush you on the head, and you shall nip his heel. What Jesus is saying there, what God is saying, is that a redeemer is going to come through the seed of a woman who is going to crush the serpent's head and who is going to be the means of our reconciliation. And now the rest of the Bible storyline is going to be the outworking of how all that is going to happen in history. So what we have now is creation. We have the fall, which is huge. And then comes the flood, because God said, I will not endlessly strive with man in his wickedness. Man left to himself will perform every imaginable kind of evil. And that's what the Bible says happened there in the book of Genesis. And God decided to drown everyone except Noah. And Noah and his family is there in the ark, and that ark really becomes already a picture of redemption. The scripture says in Genesis 6:14 that when Noah built the ark, he had pitch put on it. Pitch is tar. And what he did is he tarred all of the boards so that it wouldn't leak. And the word pitch in Hebrew has the very same root. It means to cover. It has the very same root as the word atonement. Because you see, it is the pitch that prevented the judgment of God, namely the water, from coming into the ark and drowning them as well. And it is the atonement that God is going to provide that is going to keep us from his judgment so that we will not fall into condemnation.
My friend, thank you so much for joining us today for the series of messages entitled The Drama of Redemption. It is so important for us to be able to understand the Bible storyline, to see the entire story of redemption through the Scriptures. In a moment, you'll be given information as to how you can receive a DVD set with these messages or a CD, whichever you wish, and we will also send along an accompanying chart. Thanks for joining us, and remember us in prayer as we go through this next week. God bless you and have a good day all day.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer has begun his series on the drama of redemption in the Old Testament. Next time, we pick up right where we left off, so plan to join us. The Drama of Redemption can be yours on CD or DVD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.